With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Rolling.
Hey, welcome to the Morning Wolfpack Share Your Salary podcast. It is Monday. Happy Veterans Day. By the way, we discussed whether or not it's appropriate to say happy when you're talking about Veterans Day, and we decided it is. It's Memorial Day that it always comes off a little weird,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So just happy Veterans Day. I know in my hashtags, I just put Veterans Day.
Yeah.
It's kind of that thing. And we mentioned it before, but if you're listening to this and you're a manager or an employer of people and they're veterans, send them home. Mm-hmm. Why are they working?
Yeah.
It's like, what is this holiday for? Send them home. All right. Take a listen to today's Share Your Salary. It's Aerospace Machinist Michelle, and then we'll talk about it after.
The Morning Wolfpack with Matt McAllister, 100.7 The Wolf.
How much do you think a Space Needle window washer makes? Or a barnacle scraper on the Bainbridge Ferry?
Dude, you're not supposed to ask someone how much money they make.
Maybe, but we can guess. Let's play Share Your Salary.
Because we all want to know what everybody else makes for a living, but it's never okay to ask until now. The last time we played Share Your Salary, we learned that DOD Contractor Max, that's the Department of Defense, makes $224,000 a year.
Must be nice.
Bam. And some of that is tax-free as well. On the phone with us this morning is Michelle, who lives in Midland. Good morning, Michelle. How are you?
Good morning. Great. How are you guys?
Oh, fantastic. Thank you so much for calling in and being willing to play along with Share Your Salary. You really are helping out a lot of people, Michelle. I hope you know that in your heart. You're not being tacky or gaudy. We're breaking social norms. We're redefining civilization as we know it.
I love it.
You're an aerospace machinist, and from what we understand, she just got promoted as well to analyst.
Yep, so I'm now an analyst.
All right, we got to start the timer here. 60 seconds on the clock. Emily, you're going to begin. We're going to find out as much as we can about you. We'll play a three-minute song after we're done, Michelle. Then we'll come back. We'll all guess what we think you make, and then you'll tell everybody you will share your salary. Sound good?
Sounds great.
All right, Emily, fire away.
Are you working at the airport or at a factory?
Used to be in a warehouse.
Do you have a master's degree?
I do not.
How long have you been doing this?
2 years.
Do you wear safety goggles at work?
I used to.
Do you spend most of your time sitting or standing?
Standing.
So do you work on an assembly line still?
Nope, not anymore.
So now are you spending most of your time in front of a computer?
Yes.
How long did it take you to get promoted to analyst?
It was an open position. Anyone can apply.
Are you a part of a union?
I am not.
Do you think airplanes are sexy?
No.
How much vacation time do you get a year?
Sick time is normal and vacation's 2 weeks.
What do you think is sexy?
My wife.
Are you the breadwinner of your family?
I am.
Do you believe in UFOs?
What?
Ooh, I do.
I'm sorry, Emily. Time is up. I know you were thinking about... sounds like you might have stalled out there anyway. I think I flustered you.
Up on Emily.
Hey, she's an aerospace machinist. Things that fly. All right, Morning Wolfpack, if you want to help us out, and please do, because I will use one of your texts here coming up in about 3 minutes. 46150, what do you think Michelle in Midland is making as an aerospace analyst now? She's gone from the assembly line to the desk. Text that guest to 46150. Make sure you put your name and where you live on it, and we're going to find out in 3 minutes next when Michelle shares her salary right after this song.
The Morning Wolfpack. With Matt McAllister, 100.7 The Wolf.
Let's play Share Your Salary.
Because we all want to know what everybody else makes for a living, but it's never okay to ask until now. On the phone with us is Michelle. She lives in Midland. She is an aerospace analyst. And what else did we just learn, Emily? Lots of important things.
So since she's gotten this promotion, she's no longer on the line. She's in front of a computer. She works in a warehouse. She's new in it for about 2 years, doesn't have a master's, not a part of a union, and doesn't find airplane sexy.
All right, I'm going to use a text. I always do. Lauren and Kent, thanks so much for taking the time. And I like where her head is at on this. She's saying $45,000. Now, I think you got promoted. You took the job because you're off your feet. You're at a cush desk gig instead of working on the assembly line with goggles. I don't necessarily think it was a giant pay raise. I think it's a lifestyle change. It's a much easier gig. You're putting less holes through your hand. Emily, you're up.
Yeah, I think because you took the promotion, it is a pay raise. So I'm going to go 62.
All right, Slow Joe. She took your number. She took your number.
You're way off. I'm going to say 82. Minimum.
82. Crazy, crazy talk. Well, we have a nice spacing here. 45, 62, and 82. Michelle, let's end the guesswork. It's time for you to share your salary. Time to tell everybody in the Seattle area how much money you make every year doing what you do. What's the number, Michelle?
All right, guys. With my bonus, I'll be at 70K.
Oh!
Nice.
Oh, wow. So, all right. What was the jump? That was close, by the way.
Yeah.
What was the jump from working on the assembly line with goggles, drilling holes, to the desk job?
So I actually had to fight my way. I had to go to my bosses and ask for more because it was the lateral for me. So it wasn't a jump because of how much overtime I put in.
I knew it! No jump.
Yep.
Well, that's because she was working overtime before. Now do you not have to work the overtime?
Yeah, it's beautiful. I went from 70 hours. I'm ex-military. I work a lot. So I went from 70 hours to literally 42. And when I hit 42, I'm gone. I'm out.
Oh, yeah.
It's over.
Oh. There you go. There you go. Well, good for you, Michelle. Hey, thank you for your service, too.
Oh, absolutely. My pleasure.
And the hardest thing in the world is going to your boss. I don't care who you are, what job you have, and fighting for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Having to say, no, I'm worth it, you know?
It was. It was hard. No, I'm not going to lie. I was really nervous, but I won. I was so excited.
Yay! I think we all have this fear that they're going to say no and you're fired. All they're going to say is no. I mean, you're going to be worried.
I did.
It's the craziest irrational fear. It's like, if I ask for more, they'll think I'm a bad person and fire me. No, they'll respect you for asking for more because you're worth more.
Yep. So many reasons. And they were like, okay, I agree. Yeah. Let's see what we can do. I was like, oh, okay.
But
right.
I have more reasons. Yeah. I have a whole PowerPoint.
I know. I wasn't done yet.
I'm ready to fight. All right, Michelle, congratulations. Nothing feels better than being validated like that. And you're crushing. You're killing. You're where you need to be. You got the desk job. You got the cup of coffee. You're loving it. You got the comfortable shoes. Probably Skechers. I don't know. Love you, Michelle.
Thank you. Thank you, guys. I love you guys, too. Thank you so much.
All right, boom, there you go. Michelle just promoted to analyst.
That's right.
That's why she's making $70,000 a year. And again, I think we hit that point over and over and over again, and I think it's a big insecurity of all of us where we work. We're all just so afraid to ask for more money.
Right.
We think somehow that's a fear of mine, and I know a lot of people in radio even have agents because they're so afraid. Mm-hmm. They're willing to give their agent 7% of their total salary as opposed to going into your general manager, your manager's office, and saying, hey, can I get a little more money, man? I like barely buying groceries here.
Yeah.
So luckily, at least for me personally in this case, it's not a matter of wanting more. It's needing. So it's not, I don't even feel like it's, no. I'm not like being selfish. It's like, hey man, can I pay off some of my credit card debt? So
I told, I don't have an agent. And when we first negotiated my deal, our boss even said to me, like when I asked for more, he was like, I'm glad you did. He was like, I would have been disappointed had you not.
Yeah,
like they expect you to.
And I think too, think of it on the other side. If you just said something, like in any negotiation, let's just say it's on Craigslist and you say, hey, it's $40. And the person says, okay. You almost don't respect that person. It's like, hey, how about third? Like, you expect a negotiation.
Yeah.
So they expect you to ask for more. So ask for more money. There's one thing we learned.
Can I ask you a question?
When am I ever going to say no to that?
I don't know. I think it's happened a time or two.
Well, I don't know what it's about.
Okay, so you asked Natalie. Was it Natalie?
Michelle.
Michelle. You asked Michelle if she believed in UFOs. And I'm curious, is that because she works in the aerospace industry? And the last time you thought it was somebody working on spaceships.
If you ever have a chance to listen to that, let's just say it ever becomes a replay.
Yeah.
You'll notice an audible pause where I ran out of questions.
Oh, okay.
So it wasn't like the most thought out. I'm fully aware that aerospace is not space.
Right.
It's just planes.
Right.
But I think if you work in that industry where you're, you know, it's aircraft that are picking up UFO videos all the time, surveillance craft, whether it's military or commercial pilots.
Okay.
So I think the two do intersect.
Yeah, it wasn't totally random.
You know
totally.
What's funny is because you asked so many random questions, Matt, that didn't even faze me. I was like, okay. Like that very well could have been a question on your sheet and I wouldn't have known.
Emily, that's a great point, and I'm questioning Slow Joe's.
Yeah.
Wondering.
I mean, is it really any different than our airplane sexy?
No, that's what I expect.
Wings.
Yeah, and I know anytime it's anything to do with airplanes, that question's coming. But the last time we had somebody who worked in the aerospace industry.
Okay, yes. The first time it came up, I was confused.
Yeah, you were like,
I thought it was like Boeing sending up rocket ships into space.
Yeah.
Which, again, is not out of the ordinary. I mean, we have companies that send people into space, but aerospace, yes, for me and my ignorant brain and working in one career my whole life, I didn't realize it was planes, not space.
Well, so in your defense, Matt, if they are working on spacecrafts, like, you know, mm-hmm. wouldn't they be an aerospace engineer as well?
You know, that I'm not sure about. I'm guessing no, but...
No, they would be an aeroplane.
Yeah.
Like, it's like you drive in a parkway and park in a driveway. Let's flip it up.
Probably.
That I have no idea. But thanks for coming to defend me, Emily.
Yeah. I mean, I think...
That's very rare. Certainly don't defend me on pumpkin pie.
No, because you're wrong. Oh,
pumpkin pie.
Pumpkin pie is delicious.
By the way, somebody asked me, and this is a topic that came up on the show, people secretly hate certain Thanksgiving foods, and pumpkin pie was on the list. Somebody said if I ever had pumpkin cheesecake, and I said, I don't like pumpkin, period.
Yeah,
that's
gross. I don't like cheesecake.
Have you ever carved a pumpkin? It's nasty. Unless you're gonna fry up the seeds.
Yeah,
give me some seeds. Baked seeds are good.
My brothers and I used to have pumpkin goo wars. Like we would, and then this is so gross, and I don't know why it became a tradition. We would take the glob of the goo, and we had a porch
glob of the goo,
like a back porch that was obviously all wooden, and for some reason it had a bench built into the back porch, and we would go behind, like reach over and put a glob, smack it onto the back of the seat, and whoever stayed the longest, because it dries and it sticks there, and like months later, like in June, the last one would fall off, and we'd be like, I won.
Yeah, I don't know what it is about the innards of a pumpkin, but it always reminds me of sort of like a hag's hair, like slimy sea hag hair.
What?
Just is nothing nastier. It's sort of like if you're walking in a lake and bare feet and there's all that weird, you don't know what your feet are on.
Yeah.
Sure. It's just nasty.
It is slimy.
I mean, it is gross.
Is that? Like in the innards, like the nerve, central nervous system of a pumpkin?
I don't know.
Are they veins? Are they electrodes?
That's a good question.
Somebody help me out with that.
Hey,
listen, we're going to wrap it up. Tomorrow, by the way, on the show, God, I don't even know, Joe. We have so many Share Your Salaries that are in the tank.
Okay, so tomorrow is Natalie, the skilled nursing facility admissions director.
And by the way, that's a good one because you want to stick around to hear the cost of what it is to put a person in one of these places.
Right.
But by the way, the reason we say that is because tomorrow there will be no podcast because we're on a plane. I think our plane leaves at like 10 a.m.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we don't have time. We're going to jet to the airport and we're going to Nashville and we're going to go do the CMA thing, which we're so excited to do. And then I guess we'll have one. The next one we'll do is on Friday.
Yep.
We'll do the show from, if you stream the show on the podcast, or excuse me, on the app, we'll do the show. But not the podcast.
Correct.
Makes sense?
Yep.
All right, so we'll be back Friday. You won't hear us here. There will be no podcast, but we love you guys. Thanks for checking it out. And bon voyage. Mm-hmm. A bit adieu. Laters.
The Morning Wolf Pack with Matt McAllister.
Weekday mornings from 5 till 9.
On 100.7 The Wolf.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.